Hi everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. My name is Nellie, and today's song recommendation is Come, Jesus, Come by Stephen McWhirter. Today's scripture, we're going to read a psalm today. We left off on Psalm 47 the last time we read Psalms, so today is Psalm 48. And as I've mentioned, these messages, I always ask God to bless them because I don't go out in my own power for anything. I have to rely on God to help me with life, with feelings, taking every thought captive. I just love Him with all my heart. And the psalm that we're going to be reading, it just, to me, touches on the part where his loving kindness and his grace and mercy, and that he will handle details to a situation that we don't even know that we need. And then pretty soon we're going, oh my gosh, God, this is why you did this, this, and that, because you knew I was going to go through this a few days later, right? He's already handled all the details and now just stepping into the blessing. I love that. I heard a testimony today and it just warmed my heart. It happened just like that. She had to go through a few things. Stressful things. And what does God do? He's handling all the details because he was about to bring her into a blessing. And she recognizes that because she knows him. She's growing her relationship with him. She loves him. And she wants to continue her growth. And none of us should ever be content thinking that we know it all because God is too magnificent for us to even think that any eye has seen or any ear has heard what he has in store for us. We can never know the mind of God completely. Never. That's why he is God and we are not. That is why he teaches us about him. But we're never going to know him completely. God is a mystery, as he should be. He is three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we, as I said in my last message, we, if we are believers and have accepted Jesus Christ the Son into our hearts, accepted him in our hearts. It's left our headspace. Because a lot of people know of Jesus. A lot of people do. But a lot of people, I think it was Billy Graham that said that a lot of people end up going to hell. I think it's 7 inches from the brain to the heart. I might be wrong. But that little space between the brain and the heart can either make or break somebody's eternity, because it's never just reached the heart. So he teaches us about himself, and the Holy Spirit, if he indwells us, then he is always going to point, for instance, me. He is indwelled into my heart, so he teaches me about Jesus the Son, because everything points to the Son of God. Every teaching should point to the Son of God who came. He left his glorious kingdom. And we are not down here in just a kingdom. We're in God's kingdom. We must not forget that we are in God's kingdom. If the Holy Spirit indwells us, then we are a temple of God, and every step we take, we are in the kingdom of God. until we go into our eternity with him, he is with us at every step of the way. And in the meantime, his kingdom will come and Jesus will create a new heaven and a new earth, and then we get to live with him in eternity. Those that accepted him as Lord and Savior, those that lived as holy as we could, because we never forgot the holy ground that we walk on, which is God's kingdom. Because again, if he is indwelling us, is he not walking with us? Aren't we taking God's kingdom wherever we go, because the Holy Spirit of God is living within us? Anyway, let's read the psalm. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King. God, in her palaces, has made himself known as a stronghold. For lo, the kings assembled themselves, they passed by together, they saw it, then they were amazed, they were terrified, they fled in alarm, panic seized them there, anguish as of a woman in childbirth. With the east wind you break the ships of Tarshish, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish her forever. We have thought on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple, as is your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go around her. Count her towers. Consider her ramparts. Go through her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation. For such is God, our God, forever and ever. He will guide us until death. Pause. I'm actually recording this episode in two parts. I'm able to finish this up today, March 26th, 2024. Sorry, it took me a while to get this message out. I've been not under the weather. Feeling much better. Thank you for anybody out there that's been praying for me. So we read Psalm 48. And the part that really stood out for me is in verse 9, starting in verse 9, we have thought, O God, on your loving kindness, in the midst of your temple. Pause. When I look at this verse, because we do a lot of thinking, I do a lot of thinking, and I've had a lot of time to think during this hardship, just my back pretty much seized up on me. And it always takes me like 2 or 3 days to figure out that God just wants to get my attention. I don't know if it's because, for the first few days, it's like, oh, you're like with me, I'm just so much pain. I really can't think anything else. And of course, God is on my mind. I am thinking about him, of course, thinking about him. But when I reread this verse, we have thought, oh God, of your loving kindness. It just made me think. When we go through things, he's just trying to get our attention. Even if we think that we have been spending all this time with him, he wants us to spend even more time with him. And that's always a good thing, to spend more time with him, because I don't know about you, but I can't get enough of God. I can't ever think that I've learned enough, that I don't need to learn anymore. I am an open vessel of God, waiting for him to teach me something. Because at times I think, what more can I give to this ministry that I haven't already given as far as my thoughts? But really, my thoughts are always to try to help somebody out there, somebody that needs to hear a message of encouragement, perhaps. Or if you're going through something that, and if you haven't thought up to this point in that situation, that God is just trying to get your attention. He just wants to spend even more time with you in the battle, because he is preparing us for something even bigger than we could ever imagine. He's preparing us, and he's teaching us more and more each time we reach for our holy Bibles, or we pray to him. Sometimes I feel like I'm living out a psalm, not this one in particular, but I am currently in the Psalms. And David especially, oh, he really put his heart into all his writings, through all his struggles, through all of his trials and tribulations. So this verse, yes, we have thought. We need to remember that if we have the Holy Spirit indwelling in our hearts, if we have accepted him as our Lord and Savior, he indwells in us. And with every step that we take, or aren't able to take, if something happens and you can't move for a time as well as you've been moving, with every step, with every thought, we are in the kingdom of God. Why? Because the Spirit of God indwells us. So with every step, we are in God's kingdom until he comes back. When Jesus left, and this, I might be repeating myself because I didn't have a chance to listen to the beginning of this message. I have some time available and I wanted to get this message done. But when Jesus left and he ascends back into heaven, he says to those two apostles, "Tarry, because I'm going to send you someone even better than me. I'm not going to send him right away. But hang on." And what he meant was that he was going to give us himself, his spirit, so he would never leave us wherever we went, whatever situation, all he would be with us. He would never leave us nor forsake us. So we have thought, oh God, on your loving kindness. Through our battles, we are to give him praise. Through our times of there's nothing but smooth sailing, we are to give him praise. But it's generally for me, when I'm going through it, takes me a little minute to give him thanks for that. But I give him thanks, because through every situation, he is strengthening me. He is giving me more power to go out and teach and preach, to get me ready for Bible studies, to get me ready for these messages when I think I don't have anything more that I can offer or give. He just reminds me that everybody has more to offer and to give. So if you're out there and you think, oh, I don't need to be teaching or preaching or talking to people about God because so-and-so is doing it and so-and-so is doing it. No. We are his vessels. We are his vessels and we can't shut up. The enemy wants us to shut up, but we cannot shut up ever. Keep going. I remember, I don't know, about a year ago, I was just thinking, again, I was like, I just don't know, Lord, if I'm helping anybody out there. And then I heard somebody else, somebody else's podcast, and he said, it just made me think because he said these very words, don't ever shut up. Keep going. Keep giving the message to people. Even if you reach that one person for God. And his message encouraged me then. And I hope that this message encourages you. So, in verse 10, according to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Pause. According to your name, God, his character is all but good. In his right hand, it's full of righteousness and loving kindness and mercy and grace and strength. He gives us the power and the strength to go on, because when we feel weak, he is strong. Especially when we feel weak, he is the strongest yet. It's like, I'm still not feeling 100%, but I just feel like roaring, because God has strengthened me. And out of this psalm, I just want you to know, we need to teach the current generation and the next generation about God. So that's another reason to not be quiet. You may be teaching, as I have a family Bible study, and I'm teaching my daughters and my sons-in-law, my grandkids. And so I am teaching them in Bible study, so I don't skip the next generation, so the next generation isn't skipped. My granddaughter, who had my great-grandson just a little over a year ago, he was born a tiny little baby at 3.10 ounces, 14 inches long. He was just tiny. We just celebrated his first birthday, and he has flourished. All the glory to God. He has flourished. Just smart, just beautiful young little tiny baby, that his mind is fresh, you know. And from conception, my granddaughter would read the Bible to him, and she still continues to read the Bible to him. So we're ensuring that the next generation isn't skipped, right? And so in Psalm 48, excuse me for my pause here. It says in verse 13, mark well. Let's see, do I have the right psalm? Yeah, sorry about that. It says, mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the next, to the generation following. For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. He is our guide to teach the current generation into the next generation, so a generation is not missed. And I am just, you know, at this time, really, I feel like a generation is being missed. I have a couple of grandsons that don't join in Bible study. They're still thinking about things, thinking about their walk. Sometimes I see glimpses of, oh, I pray to God, they'll say. And I always want to encourage them to note that right now we have the Holy Spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit of God belongs to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. He guides us. He is the truth. The Holy Spirit is to teach us about the Son of God, the truth, and the light. I encourage you to keep going in your ministry or to whoever God puts in your path. We must remember that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he did ascend back into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. And like I said, he said, "Tarry, I'm going to send you my Spirit. I'm going to send you somebody better than me," and he sends his Holy Spirit. And those that believeth in him will get his Spirit, and the precious Holy Spirit will indwell us and teach us everything that we need. Sometimes we think we don't know enough, and it doesn't matter if somebody else knows more. We know enough to teach whoever God puts in our path. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, and we have the Holy Spirit of God that indwells in us if we believe in the Son of God. And that is enough. He will teach us. He will teach us. And what does the Psalm say? Our God, for this is God, our God. And who is God that is with us forever and ever? He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, for this is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to death. So keep teaching, keep preaching. I hope this message comes together nicely. Again, it's two different dates. I started it on March 18th, finishing it on March 26th. I apologize for the long delay. And I thank you for listening, and I thank you for supporting my ministry. I thank you for following and supporting my ministry. It encourages me to keep going. And that's all I have for today. I pray this message blesses somebody, encourages somebody. If you're going through it, it's okay. Spend more time with God, because the more you do, the more he teaches us, the more he guides us, the more we can teach the current generation that he makes us responsible for, and anybody else he puts in our path. And then this current generation then teaches the next generation, and we have to keep teaching, so that there isn't a next generation missed. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time, bye.